I matter? Do we believe that God is listening, especially after years of the same prayer request? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've got an answer to that question in an exciting story coming in from India today. Plus, when you work among the least of these, sometimes you get marked, and this opens doors to share your heart with those who notice. That story in a few moments. But first, 9 years ago, eight ministry partners with Mission India were accused of forceful conversion in Karnataka State. Their accusers were anti-Christian activists who disrupted their children's Bible club, beat the attendees, and burned their materials. For nearly a decade since then, these ministry partners have had to appear in court almost every month on these forceful conversion charges. It was a 12-hour journey for some of them and took a lot of time away from ministry and their families, only to hear that yet again their case was postponed. Over the last near decade, two of the partners died without ever seeing justice. But today, the six ministry partners left are celebrating.
We got the news this past Monday that the case is won and our partners are cleared. So we're just overjoyed as a staff. These partners have just been amazing how God has used them. You know, they've been so humble despite the persecution, harassment they've experienced. And so when they got the ruling, they were just overjoyed.
That's Mission India's Eric Morsehead. He says your prayers help make the difference. So two things. Let's keep praying for the ministry and thank God for his faithfulness.
We just ask for prayer over these partners that they would be given strength and wisdom, kindness and joy as they go and proclaim the good news to those in India.
Next, Marvel's most recent superhero movie, Black Panther, is noted as marking a major milestone in movie industry regarding race. And while racial reconciliation is a conversation that needs to happen, a lot of times people of the church aren't sure where to start. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Carolyn Carney says,
"For me, I would say the first part is having awareness that there is a problem. You know, so if you're not aware that there's a problem, if you don't recognize that there's a problem, then you're never going to address it."
Once that acknowledgement is there, start learning and listening. She suggests reading books to see from the point of view of other races and cultures.
It would be my hope that people could forge new relationships with people, with others who they think are different than them. And in the forging of that relationship, both celebrate the difference and celebrate what's very similar about our humanity, and really have new relationships that are enlightening and that are challenging and that teach us to be more like Christ.
More at missionnews.org. And the Syrian refugee camps in Lebanon are dusty part of the year and muddy the rest. It doesn't matter if gravel's put down or the fact that the tents are on concrete slabs. If you go to a camp, you're going to come out marked. Jessica from Triumphant Mercy explains.
"I have this certain pair of boots that I wear to camp that are great. I've worn them so much in camp that I can't clean them. I have washed them, I have tried to clean them, and it's just the dirt's permeated to them that they just are dirty, and I track it everywhere and I go everywhere. And I've noticed that whenever I go into Lebanese stores, the grocery store or the bank or a restaurant or somewhere with the boots, then the Lebanese look down at my feet, they see my dirty boots, and they know that I work in the refugee camps."
The immediate response? Why? Why pour your time into helping Syrian refugees?
"I just say, well, I think people are worthy to be loved, and I think that Jesus loves people. He changed my life. He can change their lives, and I think that they are valuable, but I also point it back to them and say, and they are valuable, and you are valuable too, and you are loved too, and in the same way that I am pouring out my life for them, I would pour out my life for you."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of eight Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.